Good morning, sweetie. Yes, I know I just came in. That's a mother's prerogative when her eldest is being a layabout. Let's just pull these covers back and... Oh! You're not wearing anything. Oh, I see. I was wrong. Someone was up early. Don't be embarrassed. Your little soldier standing at attention is entirely natural. And very nice. No, don't put anything on. It's high time we had this discussion, and I've been putting it off. Your father left early, so today is the perfect day. I want you to listen to me very carefully for the next few minutes and answer all of my questions truthfully. Do you understand? Good. You were always such a darling boy. Now, do you often wake up with a nice erection like that? Every day? Good. And how often do you abuse yourself? Now, young man, don't lie to your mother. I hear you at night. The slick noise of your hand on your shaft. You must have stolen some of my lotion. And you make such noises. 3 times a day. Very good. I'm glad you didn't lie. See, Mommy isn't angry. She just wants what's best for you. And our family. Our family isn't doing too well right now. No, I'm not surprised you haven't noticed. It's certainly not any of your doing. No, both you and your sister are fine, and mostly obedient children. She adores you, your sister, you know. And she's very pretty, as I'm sure you've noticed. And you are quite handsome. I'm not ashamed to say that I've had to stare sternly at several ladies at the bridge club because of the way they gaze at you and blush. The problem is your father. Yes, he isn't performing his duties. A father is the absolute bedrock of any family. And if the father is weak, then the whole family is weak. The whole house is at risk. The father must perform 3 duties. Provide for the family, protect the family, and produce the family. Do you understand? It's quite all right if it isn't clear yet. Mommy is here to explain some of the finer details. Your father does provide, for now, but that's all he does. I'm not telling you this to make you hate him. I just need you to understand. I think you know he isn't around as much as he used to be when you were younger. Now he comes home smelling of scotch and cheap perfume and simply drinks himself to sleep. A drunk can't protect his family, and he has no interest in producing more family, as God intends. Do you know why? Because he has a little slut that he lays with. His secretary, I suspect. She travels with him and he takes long lunches with her. He spends all his seed on her and none on me. Divorce? Heavens no. Think of the neighbors and the scandal. Why, I could recover, but the stain would stay with you and your sister and follow you around the rest of your days. I understand your anger, honey, and it makes me proud to see you like this. I knew you were becoming a young man, but I didn't want to burden you yet. But Mommy, the family, has needs, and those needs are not being fulfilled. Good. I'm glad you want to do what you can to help. I've been watching you very closely the last few weeks. The way you carry yourself. The way you look after you get in after your chores. Covered in sweat and smelling like a man should. Well, I think you can be the man of peace. You aren't fully grown, but I believe you're strong enough to protect us if the need arises. You've been taught to shoot as well, and you know where the gun is, so that just leaves the last duty. Procreation. Has your father at least had the birds and the bees talk with you? No? I thought not. Well, we're just going to have to make do. You already know how to make the seed, and you make a lot of it.
That's right.
And you make it come out by, jerking your hand up and down that thine member. But we're going to have to put a stop to that. It's the sin of Onan, and I won't have it in this house.
No. Don't look so dejected. It feels very nice, yes?
I thought so. And if you go too long, it feels awful.
Well, we can't have that either.
So I have a solution for both of our problems. Do you remember what happened in the Bible after Lot? When Lot's wife died, he had no one to procreate with. But his daughters knew better, and they made do. So that's just what we're going to do here. So I want you to look carefully at how Mommy is dressed. If a man is expected to produce a family, then he cannot be married to a slovenly woman who pays no attention to her appearance. She must be appealing and willing to do things that please her man. So pay attention while I take off this robe. Oh, you think I look nice? What a lovely thing to say. I need you to understand what I've done so you can appreciate it. You probably already noticed my hair is down and I'm wearing some makeup. Nothing too overdone, although I can be a little more slutty if that's to your liking. I'm wearing what's called a teddy. It's something that women should only put on for their husbands, which in this case is you. I'm not as slender as I was when I was your sister's age, but that has an upside. You can see here at the top that the bust is very low and pushes up my breasts, which are large and still very firm. You can see my nipples peeking out. They're normally puffy, but as I'm already excited for you, they're very small and hard. As for the rest, it's fairly see-through. The hem is high on my thighs, which are round and creamy white. If you look when I lift up the hem, you can see the panties that go with the outfit. They're lacy and small, and you can just barely see through them to my pussy, which I've trimmed the hair at so it isn't too wild. And the point of all this is to show you how much I want you to mount me and make me yours. I can see your cock is quite hard. I might be flattering myself, but I think it's actually a little bigger than when I came in. I assume you like what you see when you look at Mommy. I knew that you wouldn't be expecting such a big change in your life, so I thought I would make the choice a bit easier for you. Do you like it when Mommy dresses like a whore for you? It's fine to dress like a whore for your husband. Anything to please him. Let me just sit down next to you on the bed. Your cock is very appealing. Do you mind if I touch it? I'll just put some lotion on my hand here and then grip your cock gently. Do you like the feeling of Mommy's hand here? I like that noise you made. And I haven't even started moving my hand yet. So here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna make you feel very good with my hand first and teach you how to touch me. I can see you're staring at my breasts. I'm rather proud of them. They're large and milky white and so soft. Do you want to touch them? Go ahead, but please be gentle. That feels very nice. Your hands are strong, but you aren't. Hurting me. Oh, yes. Massage them. Circle your thumbs around my nipples. Just like that. Give them a little pinch. Yes. Oh, that makes... Oh, mommy. Oh, so wet. Put your mouth on one. Like you did when you were little. Yes. Just like that. Yes. Move your tongue over the nipple. Yes. Oh, please. Please take one of your hands and... Young man, you just pushed your mother on the bed. Oh, very good. You're the man of the house now, and I belong to you. Now let me guide your hand into my panties and... Yes. Just like that. Your mommy loves you so much, and she's so proud of you right now. Feel how wet I am. That means I'm ready to be mounted by my husband. Yes. Please take. You just tore mommy's panties right off. Didn't you? Well, I guess you know where your cock goes, don't you? Let me just spread my legs for you. And bend my knees a little. There. Now you can see mommy's warm, wet cunt. Where you came from. Do you want to fuck a baby into your mommy? Oh, good. Come here, son. Let me take your cock and guide it. Into me. Mommy's a little tight right now. She hasn't been properly penetrated in too long. Yes. Thank you, son. Let me look you in the eyes and kiss you. Properly. I love you very much. Now start moving in and out. Don't be worried about moving too fast or hurting me. Mommy's cunt is yours. To use as you see fit. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, my son. Oh, God. Oh, God. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Keep going. Oh, keep going, please. Oh, mommy needs it. Oh, mommy needs it from my son. Oh, from my husband. Oh, my son. Yes. Oh, mommy needs it. So do you. Oh, so does our family. I have more to tell you, but don't stop. When you finish, make sure to come inside me. Outside of me, it's a sin, but inside, we'll make a baby. Just as God intended. And when you come, come in, mommy. Mark me. Yeah, you mark me, and then I'm yours. I'm yours forever.
Yes. Yes. Daddy can't know. But you've taken his woman from him. You've taken me. And you've made me yours. No more. No more self-abuse. I mean it, young man. Instead, abuse. I mean use. Mommy. Mommy will take all of your cum. If Mommy isn't here, you can use your sister. I've told her that you are her father now. And she's to do whatever you say. I've told her about how to please you. But she's never been used properly by a man. And she adores you. So won't that be nice for you? But only when Mommy isn't available, or it would be wrong. I can't talk. Oh, God, you feel so big. I'm ready to come. Oh, please come in me. I want all of your seed in my womb. Make me a proud mommy again. Yes, 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 yes.
That was very good for your first time. And a great deal of sperm. When you get Mommy properly pregnant, then she can use her mouth and breasts and other places to make you feel good too. Won't that be nice? Oh, I'm glad you agree. Now go get washed up and ready for school. The bus is coming soon. Don't worry. Mommy's your wife now, and she'll be ready to mount you when you get home.